The term belly dance is probably a misnomer, but it sounds better than torso-driven or some of the other synonyms out there. It applies to a variety of dances of Middle Eastern origin, and it's a style that has won plenty of adherents in Hawaii. Producer Tony Todd is bringing a combination of performance and instruction to Kauai with a show called Rocks Tiki, and she's on the phone to tell us about it. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Do you have a pretty enthusiastic group of aspiring belly dancers where you live?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We have a lot of people coming from a lot of different places around the country coming into Rocks Tiki. So not only islanders, but people from New York and California, all over the place.
What's the attraction?
What's the attraction? Well, the main attraction is Rania Renee. She is a fantastic instructor. She teaches in New York, and she's an event producer, a show producer. She instructs. She travels worldwide teaching and taking classes. She takes classes from top Egyptian stars and from top Egyptian instructors in New York as well. So she's what I consider a master instructor.
Well, when I say what's the attraction, I mean in a broader sense, what is the attraction of belly dancing to those who follow it?
Okay. It's so varied. It has so many different meanings for so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that belly dance has, the meaning has changed throughout the years for what it brings to people. So maybe previously, historically speaking, people would have been belly dancing for, it's their folkloric dance in the villages, and for ceremonies and festivals.
Mm-hmm.
For parties, weddings, but now it can be a performance art for people. It can be an exercise program for them. It can be satisfying on a spiritual sense, in a spiritual sense. So I think for a lot of different levels, you know, it brings women, and men can belly dance as well, but it does bring women confidence and learning appreciation for their own body, no matter where they are. No matter their fitness level or their size.
Well, how would you, what distinguishes belly dance? What makes it different from other forms of dance?
From other styles of dance? Well, I think, where do I start with this? What distinguishes it? You know, it is called belly dance, but in a way that's a misnomer. It's not really just in the belly. We use all parts of our body, right? Just as with any dance, you're using your legs, your torso, your glutes, your arms, your posture is held high and tall. But I think the cultural aspect of it, that there's meaning behind the dance. Just like in Hawaiian dance, there's a story to be told. I think with belly dance, that there's emotional, that the emotional aspect is coming out of it. So as opposed to just standing and smiling straight at the audience, you would be evoking some emotional aspect to your dance.
So, but at the same time, you pointed to Egypt as one of the sources. I also think of North African countries like Morocco as well. So
right.
it has a regional origin.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So it comes from a lot of different places. It's often called Oriental dance. So meaning dance of the East, and as an explanation, rocks, as in rocks tiki, rocks means dance in Arabic. So yes, it does have a regional flavor to it. And the belly dancers currently will take different parts of the culture and different parts of the region, and they might, like an American belly dancer, might just add her own flavor to it. I think in America, we do tend to fuse a lot of our dance styles and our history and our culture into the rock sharky.
So it does change as it moves around the world, sounds like.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, in America, we have a lot of tribal fusion belly dance. So that's bringing in our own feelings. Maybe you might have some jazz put in there, or you'll see dancers putting a little twist of hip-hop in their belly dance, but it still goes back to, you know, the mothership. It goes back to the origins of belly dance, having some of those same movements and core-driven dance.
Yeah, that would describe it. It seemed to describe it pretty well. Thanks very much for talking with us, Tony.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Sure. Tony Todd is the producer of Rocks Tiki, a two-day event featuring Rania Renee, a world-renowned belly dancer. The Rocks Tiki Showcase is an evening show at Church of the Pacific featuring Rania Renee, the Dangerous Beauties, and workshop participants. That show is Friday, August 21st at 7 p.m. Workshops are that Friday and Saturday, and you can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.